Leading the news, the Prime Minister Tony Abbott will update Federal Parliament on the national security situation when it resumes today. Security at Parliament House has been beefed up in the wake of last week's counter-terrorism raids in Sydney and Brisbane. The government will also introduce the next instalment of its anti-terrorism laws, which will target foreign fighters.
In responding to this threat, in responding to the threat of extremism, we are doing everything we humanly can to keep you safe.
Former Prime Minister John Howard says he was embarrassed when he discovered the intelligence used to take Australia to war in Iraq was wrong. In a wide-ranging interview on the Seven Network, Mr. Howard denied the information that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction was a deliberate deception. Protests have been taking place across the world ahead of the UN climate summit in New York. Tens of thousands of people attended rallies in Australia yesterday, and there have been similar protests in cities across Europe. In New York, UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon joined a march through Manhattan. And police have stopped the search for a missing three-year-old boy on the New South Wales Mid North Coast. William Tyrrell disappeared from his grandmother's home at Kendal 10 days ago. Police wrapped up their marathon search of dense scrubland yesterday.